This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Opponents of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez are rushing to gather at least 2.4 million valid signatures on a petition to remove him from office. The opposition repeatedly has tried to topple the president. Many see Chavez as an authoritarian neo-communist, but Chavez supporters say the opposition is dominated by business interests that would like to have the government's social reforms rolled back. NPR's Martin Costi is in Caracas, Venezuela. How many days does the opposition have to collect these signatures?
Well, Bob, they have 4 days under the rules set up by the country's electoral commission here. They have 4 days to get almost 2.5 million signatures. If they achieve that, and if all the signatures are seen as valid and accepted by the electoral authorities here, then they would call a referendum on Chavez, a recall election, if you will, maybe 3 or 4 months' time, sometime next year.
The struggle between the opposition and Chavez has been violent at times. What's the atmosphere like now?
It's apprehensive, I would say. There haven't been any notable or overt fights or shootings or anything like that, as we have seen in Venezuela in the past couple of years in different situations. It's a very polarized country, politically speaking. In the past couple of years, there have been strikes. There have been competing marches that end up in tear gas. There have been shots fired. We haven't seen that here yet and may not see it at all, but there is a lot of apprehension. The opposition here says they're not worried, but at the same time, they've organized a whole private security apparatus to try to make sure that the 2,700 stations where these signatures are being collected, that these places are seen as safe, that people who want to sign this petition can get there without being intimidated somehow. But at the same time, you never know exactly who's going to feel especially emotional about this. Chavez has a lot of well-organized supporters. Some have been called upon by Chavez officials to, in their words, stop the counter-revolutionaries. Now, whether that means some sort of intimidation or simply protests remains to be seen. But right now, there's a lot of apprehension about what could happen when Chavez supporters see these people streaming, if they do stream, to the signature polling spots.
There was a 2-month strike used by the opposition to try to force Chavez out. Has the country's economy recovered from that?
It's shown some signs of life since then, but it certainly hasn't recovered the lost ground. Some economists estimate that because of that, what amounted to an economic stoppage for 2 months, because of that, the country may have lost 8 or 9 percentage points in its gross national product from 1 year to the next. It's, you know, some of that has been recovered, but it's still a place where there's a lot of unemployment, a lot of people scrape by a living informally, selling things in the streets, and there's a sense here that things can't necessarily go on this way.
NPR's Martin Costi in Caracas, Venezuela.